Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
请我们翻开提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We'll read from verse 8 through verse 10.
我们从第八节读到第十节。
Exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come. The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation, for this we labor and suffer reproach.Because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe.
提摩太前书四章第八节，操练身体一处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有一处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。你们劳苦努力，正是为此。因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
The Gospel according to John.
约翰福音
Chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
We will just read from verse 1 through verse 3.
约翰福音第十四章第一到第三节。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe on God, believe also on me. In my Father's house, there are many abodes. Were it not so, I had told you. For I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and shall prepare you a place, I am coming again and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, you also may be.
约翰福音四章十四章第一到第三节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去完是为你们预备地方去，我就去为你们预备个地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And finally, the gospel according to Luke.
最后我们翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音第二十一章。
We will read from verse 34 to verse 36.
三十四到三十六节。
But take heed to yourselves, lest possibly your hearts be laden with surfeiting and drinking and cares of life, and that day come upon you suddenly unawares. For as a snare,Shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth? Watch, therefore, praying at every season, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things which are about to come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
路加福音二十一章三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子的面前。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for giving us another opportunity.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你再给我们一次这样的机会。
We do realize how much thou dost love us.
我们实在知道你是那么的爱我们。
How much thou want to transform us and conform us to thy own image.
你是那样愿意我们能够给转变，能够给磨成你自己的形象。
We pray, Lord, that thou will speak.Again, to our hearts.
我们实在求你向我们心中说话。
Bring us to face reality.
把我们真实带到实际的里面。
Bring us into thyself.
把我们带到你自己的里面。
That we may be those who hasten thy return.
让我们能够成为那些催促你回来的人。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us again this morning.
感谢神再一次把我们聚在他跟前。
My burden is still on this matter of spiritual exercise.
我的负担仍然是讲到属灵的操练。
One day as I was meditating before the Lord,
一天当我在主面前默想的时候，
the Lord seemed to direct my attention to these words.
主就把我引到这些话的里面。
For godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life of the present one and of that to come.
这么说，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，有今生和来生的应许。
Bodily exercise is profitable.
操练身体是有益处的。
I see that people today are more conscious and aware of it.
今天大家都非常的注意锻炼身体。
I hope young people will also pay attention to that.
盼望你们年轻人也能够要注意锻炼自己。
But the scripture tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
Exercise unto godliness.
要我们操练敬虔。
And that is spiritual exercise.
这就是属灵的操练。
It is profitable for everything.
是凡事都有益处。
Because it has the promise of life.
因为有生命的应许。
And the life here is not our physical life.
这一个生命不是我们肉身的生命。
The life here is the divine life, the life of God.
这是讲到属灵的生命。神的生命。
In other words, with spiritual exercise, we shall experience the divine life in us.
换一句话说，当我们有属灵操练的时候，我们就能够享用神的生命。
To put it negatively, without spiritual exercise, even if we have divine life in us, we will not be able to really experience it.
换一句话来说，虽然我们有属灵的生命，但是如果我们没有属灵的操练，我们就不能够经历他的生命。
And such spiritual exercise will be profitable for this life.
这个属灵的操练是对今生有益处。
While we are still living on earth,
就是当我们还活在地上的时候，
it will be profitable for us in everything.
是叫我们在凡事上都得益处。
It is profitable for our personal life.
是对我们个人的生活有益处。
It is profitable to our family life.
对我们家庭的生活有益处。
It is profitable to our church life.
对我们教会的生活有益处。
And it is profitable to our social life.
对我们社交的生活也有益处。
Because in every dimension of our life today,
因为在今天我们生活的每一方面，
we realize one thing.
我们都知道一件事，
that we no longer live in these dimensions with our old self-fallen life.
因为在各个方面，我们都不能够用我们堕落的生命来活。
We live by the life of Christ.
我们要靠着基督的生命来活。
Just like the Apostle Paul proclaimed.
就是使徒保罗所宣告的。
For me to live.Is Christ.
因为活着就是基督。
Whether you are living your personal private life,
不管是你做个人私底下的生活，
it is Christ who lives in you.
是基督在你里面活。
Or even in our family life,
或者在我们家庭的生活。
How often we live our family life still by our old natural fallen life.
多少时候当我们过家庭生活的时候，我们还是靠着我们那自己堕落的生命来活。
No wonder you find so many problems even in so-called Christian families.
难怪今天就算在基督徒的家庭里面有许多的难处。
We cannot live our church life with our own lives.
我们也不能够用我们天然的生命过教会的生活。
We have to live church life by the life of Christ in us.
我们要凭着基督在我们里面的生命过教会的生活。
And what spiritual exercise it requires of us.
所以就需要有属灵的操练。
And the same thing is true with our social life.
同样对我们社交的生活也是如此。
What is our relationship with the world around us?
今天我们跟世界的关系是如何呢？
How can we be a testimony to the world?
我们能够如何能够在世界上面做见证呢？
All these things you find come through spiritual exercise.
这些都连上属灵的操练。
It is the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
The grace of God is always there.
神的恩典一直都在那里。
But if we do not have spiritual exercise,
如果我们没有属灵的操练,
this grace will be, in a sense, abused and wasted.
这样,这些的恩典我们就浪费掉了。
Spiritual exercise is profitable for all things.
属灵的操练在凡事上都有益处。
It is profitable not only in the days when we are still living on this earth.
不单单对我们仍然活在地上的时刻有益处。
It is said it is profitable of that to come.
这里还说有来生的益处。
In other words,
换句话说,
that promise of life is not only for us today.
这个生命的应许不光光是为了今天。
It is also to prepare us for the days to come.
也是为了前面来生来预备。
It is for the age to come and even for eternity.
是 for 来生也为了永远。
So you can see how profitable is spiritual exercise.
所以你就看到属灵的操练是多么有益处。
And you may realize that how much we have neglected it.
你也注意到我们忽略了它实在太多。
What blessings we have lost.
我们失去了有多大的损失。
For our time here this time,
这一次我们在这里交通的时候，
I feel burdened with this matter of profitable spiritual profit.Spiritual exercise is profitable for the time to come.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，属灵的操练对来生前面的日子有益处。
Because for us believers,
因为对于我们信主的人说，
we do not live just for today.
我们不是为了今生而活。
People in the world will say, eat and drink, and then we die.
人，世上的人说，吃喝完了我们就死了。
No, that is not the way we live.
这不是我们过的生活。
We live for eternity.
我们是为了永世而生活。
Our God is a God of eternity.
我们的神是永远的神。
So we live for eternity.
所以我们为了永远而活。
I remember when George Whitefield was on earth.
我们记得当怀特腓弟兄在地上的时候。
George Whitefield was one of the greatest evangelists at his time.
乔治·怀特腓当时是一个会传福音的人。
And he said every time he preached,
他每一次传福音的时候，
he preached with eternity in view.
他是为了永世在那里传。
He preached as if it was his last message.
他传的时候都当这可能是最后一次的机会。
And how powerful is his preaching.
他是多么大的能力。
Because he lived for eternity.
因为他是为了永世而活。
Not just for time.
不光光是为了今天的时间。
And I believe, brothers and sisters,
我相信弟兄姊妹们，
you are all living for eternity.
你们都是为了永远永世而活。
No one just lives for today.
不，没有人只是为了今世而活。
And thank God for that.
我们为此而感谢神。
So we would like to consider together.
所以我们愿意一同来思想。
How spiritual exercise will affect our days to come.
属灵的操练怎么样来影响我们前面来生的日子。
And we would like to approach it from four directions.
我们愿意从四个方面来看。
Number one, spiritual exercise and the second coming of our Lord.
第一是属灵的操练与主的再来。
And number two, spiritual exercise and the kingdom of the heavens.
第二乃是属灵的操练与天国。
Number three, spiritual exercise and the overcomers.
第三属灵的操练与得胜者。
And finally, spiritual exercise and New Jerusalem.
最后是属灵的操练与新耶路撒冷。
Now this morning, we will focus on spiritual exercise and the coming of the Lord.
今天我们要交通到属灵的操练与主的再来。
I think by the way we sang at the beginning of this time.
当我们今天早上唱诗歌的时候。
I do not need to remind you that our Lord Jesus will come again.
我不需要再告诉大家我们的主要再来。
As a matter of fact, I believe, brothers and sisters, you are all longing for his coming.
我实在相信弟兄姊妹你们都在那里等候他的回来。
The problem here is this.
难处在这里。
Why is it that our Lord Jesus seems to delay His return.
为什么我们的主耶稣好像迟延他的回来？
The sentiment of the song that we have just sung.
当我们唱的感觉的时候，
It is as if we are eagerly waiting for him and he is purposely delay his return.
好像我们十分的渴慕他的回来，好像他故意的迟延。
You remember at the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
你记得当主头一次降生的时候。
The whole Jewish nation at that time were waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
整个犹太国在那里等候弥赛亚的降临。
Because they were under the Roman rule.
因为当时他们被罗马统治。
So they longed for the coming of the Messiah.To deliver them.
所以他们一直在等候弥赛亚来拯救他们。
But as you read the record in the Gospels,
但是当你读福音书里面的记载，
you find that only a few were really waiting for his coming.
你就发现只有几个真正的在那里等候他的回来。
You find Zechariah and Elizabeth.
你发现有撒加利亚，有伊丽莎伯。
How God worked in their lives.
神如何在他们生命里面做工。
God did not give them a son.
神没有给他们一个儿子。
And in the Old Testament, if you love the Lord, you will be blessed with many sons and many daughters.
因为在旧约的时代，如果你们爱主的话，神就会祝福你们，赐给你们许多的儿女。
You will be surrounded by your children.
你会被你的儿女来包围着。
Now in the Old Testament time, if you did not have a child, you were under curse.
在旧约的时候，如果你没有儿女，你是被咒诅的。
But this couple, they loved God.
这一对夫妇他们爱主。
And yet they had no child.
但是他们没有儿女。
We do not know how much they have prayed about it.
我们不知道他们有多少的祷告放在主的跟前。
And yet there was no answer.
但是好像没有回应。
And through this, God brought them, as it were, to a higher sense.
就是这样的光景，主把他们提升到更高的境界。
Maybe they ceased to pray for their child.
或者他们不再为了得儿女而祷告。
But they prayed that God would send someone to prepare the way. Of the Messiah.
他们在那里祷告 要求神差派人来预备弥赛亚的路。
And God gave them John the Baptist.
神就把施洗约翰给了他们。
We remember Joseph and Mary.
我们记得玛利亚跟约瑟。
They were engaged.
他们订了婚。
But they had not been married yet.
但他们还没有结婚。
But Mary was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚从圣灵怀孕。
It was something unheard of.
当时是没有这样的事情。
And she would be considered as an adulteress.
当这样她被看为是犯奸淫的。
And her husband had the responsibility to throw the first stone to kill her.
她的丈夫可以拿头一块的石头来打死她。
How he gave up, she gave up her own life.
她为主愿意献上她的性命。
That the Messiah might come.
让弥赛亚能够临到。
And the same thing with Joseph.
同样约瑟也是这样。
How he was willing to take Mary.
他是那样愿意把玛利亚娶回来。
That God's purpose might be realized.
让神的旨意能够成就。
And then we also have Simeon and Anna.
我们还有西面跟哈拿。
How they long for seeing the Messiah.
他们是那样的渴慕能够见弥赛亚的面。
How they prayed and fasted.
他们如何的禁食祷告。
Now these people were really waiting for the Messiah.
这些人他们在那里等候弥赛亚的降临。
We may say these are the people that really brings in the Messiah.
我们可以说这些人是他们把弥赛亚带进来。
When the news of the Messiah has come.
当弥赛亚的降临的喜讯来到的时候。
The Jewish people, they were afraid.
犹太人他们恐惧。
They were not ready for the Messiah.
他们没有预备好迎接弥赛亚。
And even when the Messiah arrived.
就算当弥赛亚降生之后。
They couldn't understand him.
他们不能够认识他。
They rejected him.
他们拒绝他。
They crucified him.
他们把他钉了十字架。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Is there a lesson for us today?
今天这里有没有一个功课让我们学呢?
It seems as if God's people are all waiting for the second coming of the Lord.
好像神的儿女们都在那里等候主的第二次回来。
But how many are really waiting and preparing and hastening the coming of the Lord?
但有多少人他们是真正的等候预备好了催促他的回来。
So this is something that we really want to consider together.
这是我们一同要思想的。
You know, when we talk about the second coming of the Lord,
当我们讲到主的再来,
probably the most favorable approach is the prophetic approach.
最人喜欢的就是预言式的讲说。
We'd like to know when will the Lord return.
我们愿意知道主什么时候回来。
Under what conditions.
在什么情况底下回来。
And so we are watching of all these signs.
所以我们就一直在这里看这些的兆头。
There are certain things that need to be fulfilled.
有一些事情要应验。
And then the Lord would come.
然后主就再来了。
So, brothers and sisters, wherever you speak on prophecy, people just love to hear it.
弟兄姊妹，你什么时候讲到预言，很多人都喜欢听。
It is very popular.
是非常的受欢迎。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this morning we would like to use another approach.
今天我们愿意用另外一个方法。
We are not going to talk about prophecy.
我们不要讲预言。
We are not going to talk about what events we are expecting.
我们也不要讲主来之前要发生的事情。
As a matter of fact,
实际上来说，
I believe that so far as the coming of the Lord is concerned,
讲到主的再来，
all the prophecies have already been fulfilled.
所有的预言都已经应验了。
He can come at any time now.
他现在随时都可以回来。
Now it is true.
就是这样。
There are still other prophecies that need to be fulfilled.
当然还有一些的预言需要应验。
But these prophecies will be fulfilled during after the Lord had come or during the coming of the Lord and also afterwards.
这些事情应验是在主再来的时候发生的，还有他来了以后发生的。
As to the prophecies precedes the coming of the Lord, I believe all the prophecies have already been fulfilled.
我相信在主降临之前所要发生的事情已经通通应验了。
But why is it that the Lord still delayed?
但为什么主仍然迟延？
So we would like to adopt another approach.
所以我们愿意用这样的一个讲说。
We would like to adopt the approach of the practical approach.
我们愿意用这个实行实际的这个方法来看主的再来。
Instead of looking at the second coming of the Lord from the prophetic point of view.
我们不从主回来之前那些预言的角度来讲。
We will look at it from the practical point of view.
我们从实行实际的角度来说。
So will you please turn to John chapter 14?
我们翻到约翰福音第十四章。
We remember in chapter 13, the Lord had his last supper with his disciples.
我们知道约翰十三章主跟门徒有最后的晚餐。
His disciples knew that our Lord Jesus was going to leave.
他的门徒们晓得主要离开他们。
And they were very sorrowful.
他们非常的忧伤。
Because the Lord had been with them for 3 years or so.
因为主跟他们相在一起已经三年之久。
The Lord took care of them.
主在那里照顾他们。
And now the Lord was leaving.
如今主要离开他们。
They felt themselves as if orphans.
他们实在觉得里面
孤儿。
成为孤儿。
They were very sorrowful.
他们非常的忧愁。
So you find that our Lord Jesus from chapter 14, he tried to comfort them.
所以主在约翰十四章那里安慰他们。
He said, let not your heart be troubled.
说你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
And then in verse 2, he says,
第二节说,
in my father's house, there are many abodes.
在我父家里有许多住处。
Where the soul I had told you.
若是没有我早已告诉你们了。
For I go to prepare you a place.
我去。原是为你们预备地方去。
I'm coming again and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
In my father's house,
在我父的家里
there are many abodes.
有许多的住处。
Now the traditional interpretation of the Father's house is heaven.
传统上讲说到我父的家是讲到天堂。
That is to say, one day after we die, we will go to heaven.
也就是说，有一天我们死了，我们都上天堂。
And in heaven, we have a place.
在天堂那里有我们的住处。
Because the Lord has saved us.
因为主已经拯救我们。
In other words, there's already an abode there.
就换一句话说，那里已经有地方了。
He has already saved us.
他已经拯救我们了。
So heaven is a certainty.
所以上天堂是确据的。
In my father's house, there are many abodes.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
And in some Bible, it said many mansions.
有的翻译本说有许多的房屋。
Maybe you're living in a cottage, but one day you will live in a mansion.
你现在可能住在一个小房子里面，有一天你到天上要住到华厦的当中。
Oh, thank God for that.
哦，为此我们感谢神。
But mansions are all separate be cautious.
这里讲到这些的房屋华厦是分开的。
But he said, in my father's house, there are many abodes.
但是这里说，在我父的家里有许多住处。
In other words, there is only one house.
换句话说，那里只有一个房屋。
So it is not separate mansions.
所以不是单独的一些的房子。
It is one house.
是一
所房子。So actually, the abodes there probably will be better translated suites or apartments.
所以这个住处呢，应该翻成是你住的那个单位。
Now maybe young people do not understand this.
年轻人可能不太了解。
Now I live, when I was born to a big family.
我是生长在一个大家庭里面。
We have four generations living under one roof.
我们是四代同堂。
And every single family has a suite.
每一个小家庭都有一套间。
But it is one house.
是在一个大房子里面。
So that is the feeling of the Bible.
这就是圣经里面所讲的感觉。
You are not going to live separately.
你们不是自己分开住。
We are going to live together under one house.
我们是在一个大房子里面一起居住。
And it is God's house.
这是神的家。
Now, what is God's house?
神的家是什么呢？
You remember Isaiah chapter 66.
我们知道在以赛亚书66章里面，
He tells us this.
在那里这样告诉我们，
Thus say Jehovah,The heavens are my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you will build unto me? And what is the place of my rest?
六十六章第一节，耶和华如此说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？
So what is heaven?
所以天是什么呢？
Heaven.Of my throne.
天是我的座位，我的宝座。
Put it in a modern way, heaven is God's office.
所以现在来讲就是天是神的办公室。
And the earth is his footstool.
地是他的脚凳。
But he said, where is my house?
那我的家在哪里呢？我的殿宇在哪里呢？
God created the heavens and the earth.
神造天地。
He has his office.
他有他的办公厅。
He has his footstool.
他有他的脚凳。
But he said, I don't have a house.
他说我的殿宇在哪里呢？
God wants to dwell with man.
神要与人同住。
That is his house.
这是他的家。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候，
we have the tabernacle and the temple.
我们有圣殿，我们有会幕。
And during the time of our Lord Jesus,
当我们主在地上的时候，
you remember when he first started his ministry,
当他开始他的执事的时候，
he went into the temple and cleansed the temple.
他去到圣殿里面洁净圣殿。
In John chapter 2, he said,This is my father's house, and you make it a house of merchandise.
在约翰第二章，主说：“这是我父的殿，你们把它变成贼窝了。”
But we all know that the temple of old is just a type.
我们都知道，圣殿那只是一个预表。
When you come to the antitype,
当你进到实际的里面
，and you come to the New Testament,
当你进到新约的里面
，You find in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
所以你就发现，在提摩太前书三章十五节那里告诉我们
，And it tells us God's house is the assembly of the living God.
他说，这家就是永生教会，就是永生神的家。
So in other words, You find my father's house here is referred to the church.
所以我们就看到我父的家乃是讲到教会。
In the church, you find many apartments.
在教会的里面，你发现有许多的单位居住。
Each and every one of us has a place in it.
我们每一个人都在其中有份。
And the Lord said,
主说
，If it is not so,
如果不是这样
，I go to prepare a place for you.
我就去为你们预备地方去。
And after I have prepared a place for you.
当我预备个地方
，Then I will come again and receive you to myself.
我就把你们接到我那里去。
Where I am, you shall be.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What is my father's house?
哪里是我父的家呢
？It is the church of God.
是神的教会。
So, when our Lord Jesus came into this world. At the first time,
所以当我们的主头一次来到地上的时候
，He did not tell us why he came.
他没有告诉我们他为什么来。
Until almost to the end of his ministry,
直到他执事的最末了的时候。
And then he said,
然后他说
，You are Peter.
你是彼得。
I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
At his first coming, he was preparing for God's house.
当他头一次来的时候，他已经在那里预备神的家。
He was preparing the materials for God's house.
他在那里为神的家预备材料。
He saved people, he called people to be his disciples.
他拯救人，他呼召人，叫他们做他的门徒。
And Simon Peter was one of them.
西门彼得是其中一位。
He was one of the materials of God's house.
他是神家的一个材料。
And the Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock.
神说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
But when did our Lord Jesus begin to build his house?
我们的主什么时候开始建造他的教会？
Strictly speaking, he begins to build his house after his ascension.
好，严格来讲，是他升天之后开始建立教会。
Because after he was ascended on high.
因为当他升到天上。
Then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
到五旬节那天，圣灵降临。
And 120 believers, they were baptized into one body.
120个信徒，他们就进成一个身体。
And they drink of the same Spirit.
他们就同饮一位圣灵。
That is the beginning of the house of God.
这是神家的开始。
The question here is this.
这里的问题乃是
Has our Lord Jesus accomplished his mission while he came for the first time?
当主头一次来的时候，他有没有完成他的执事
？We heard him cry.
我们听
on Calvary's cross, it is finished.
我们听他在加利利十字架上大声的呼喊说成了。
Everything that he was sent to do was accomplished.
他被差派来做的一切都已经完成了。
There was nothing left.
没有什么事情。
Salvation is completed.
救恩完成了。
So far as God's work is concerned, it is done.
从神的工作的角度来讲说都成了。
So far as God's purpose is concerned, it is done.
从神的旨意上来说都成了。
Everything is done. There is nothing lacking.
都成就了，没有缺欠。
You cannot add anything to the work of our Lord Jesus.
你不能够在主所做的工上再加上什么。
This is objective truth.
这是客观的真理。
So far as objective truth is concerned, he has done it all.
从客观的真理上来讲，他已经成就了一切。
You cannot take away or add anything to it.
你不能够减去什么，也不能够加添什么。
If you add anything to it, it is heresy.
如果你加添了什么，那就是异端。
That we have to understand.
我们要清楚这一点。
But there is another side.
但还有另外一面。
The work that he will be doing in heaven.
就是他在天上继续要做的工。
Now, maybe we think that after he had finished all this work, he went to heaven and rest.
你知道他在地上成就了救恩，他就回到天上去休息。
Now, in a sense, it's true because he sat at the right hand of the Father.
从一方面来讲，也是对的，因为他坐在父的右边。
You do not sit until you have done the work.
你工作没有做完成，你不能坐下。
But was he sitting there dozing?
他是不是在那里打瞌睡呢？
No,
不是。
We find that he sits there with lots of work to do.
他坐在那里有许多的工要做。
We say after our Lord Jesus was ascended on high,
当我们的主升到天上之后，
he became our high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
While he was on earth, he was the apostle.
当他在地上的时候，他是使徒。
But while he was in heaven,He was the high priest.
当他在天上，他是大祭司。
Now, what does the high priest do?
大祭司做什么呢？
Hebrews tells us how he liveth and making intercession for us.
希伯来书告诉我们他如何的为我们而活，做我们为我们祷告。
And he's able to save us to the uttermost.
他拯救我们，拯救我们到底。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to know what is the ministry of our Lord Jesus in heaven.
我们要认识我们的主在天上的服事是什么。
He is not only high priest of every individual believer.
他不单光是每一个信徒的大祭司。
He is high priest of the whole church.
他是全教会的大祭司。
You see that in Revelation chapter 1 through chapter 3.
所以你看到启示录从第一章到第三章那里这样讲。
That is the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主的服事。
And he sent his Holy Spirit.To us.
他把圣灵拆下来给我们。
Holy Spirit comes and dwells in every one of us.
圣灵降临就住在我们每个人的心中。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in the church.
圣灵就住在教会的里面。
Now, this is the heavenly ministry of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主在天上的职事。
He puts all these objective truths into subjective experience.
他把这些客观的真理坐在我们里面，成为我们主观的经历。
What he has accomplished on Calvary's cross, he now brings his finished work into every one of us.
他在各个他十字架所成就的救恩，他要把这完成的救恩做成在我们每个人的里面。
Without the Holy Spirit working in us.
如果没有圣灵在我们里面工作
，without the prayer of our Lord Jesus interceding for us，
如果没有我们的主在我们在天上为我们的代祷
，you find the objective truth and the subjective experience would never become one。
你就发现那客观的真理跟主观的经历就不能够连在一起。
He had accomplished all，
他已经成就了一切
，but we did not have anything。
但我们什么都没有。
It is his high priestly ministry.
这是那大祭司的职事。
When he prays, the Holy Spirit works.
当他祷告的时候，圣灵就做工。
And the Holy Spirit is bringing all that our Lord Jesus has done to each and every one of us and become our personal experience.
圣灵就把主耶稣所做成的一切带到我们的里面。成为我们每个人的经历。
So this is the building of the church.
这是教会的建造。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
He said, the Lord said, I will build my church.
主说，我要建造我的教会。
Man cannot build the church.
人不能够建造教会。
Now how he is building his church?
他如何的建造他的教会？
He is building his church through the Holy Spirit.
它乃是借着圣灵来建造。
So you can see how important is spiritual exercise.
所以我们就看到属灵的操练是多么的重要。
Because if there's no spiritual exercise, the Holy Spirit is bound.
如果没有属灵的操练，圣灵是被捆绑的。
There is no problem with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵本身没有难处。
He is here in every one of us.
他是住在我们每个人的里面。
And the Bible tells us very clearly.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
He is here to glorify Christ.
他在我们里面要荣耀基督。
He is the divine anointing within us.
他是那一个属灵的恩膏在我们里面。
And he will teach us in all things.
他要在凡事上教导我们。
Small things and great things.
大事小事。
And things about the Lord Jesus.
是关乎主耶稣的事情。
Nothing but the Lord Jesus.
哦，都是与主有关的事。
He came not to glorify himself.
他来不是叫自己得荣耀。
He came to glorify Christ.
他来是叫主得荣耀。
He wants to see that Christ is not only the Christ on the cross, but the Christ is the Christ within us.
他叫我们看到主耶稣不基督不单是在十字架上的基督，也是在我们心里的基督。
Not only that he has accomplished all on the cross，
不单指他在十字架上成就了一切。
But everything that he has accomplished becomes real, living, operative in our lives。
而愿主在十字架上成就的一切，在我们里面成为真实，成为实际，在那里实行。
And that is what he means by I go to prepare。You a place.
这是他说我去预门预备地方的意义。
The Lord is preparing His people.
主在那里预备他的儿女。
The Lord is building His church.
主在那里建造他的教会。
The Lord is completing His house.
主在那里要完成他的家。
Where God and man can dwell together in unity.
叫神与人能够合一的同住。
When his eternal purpose concerning us will be fulfilled.
当他呢永远的旨意在我们的身上能够成就。
He has called us.
他呼召我们。
He has justified us.
他叫我们称义。
He has sanctified us.
他叫我们能够成圣。
And he will glorify us.
他叫我们得荣耀。
And by glorifying us simply means one thing.
哦，叫我们得荣耀是一件，就是这个意思。
That we will be transformed and conformed to his own image.
叫我们能够改变，给磨成他的形状。
That we may truly be built into the church.
叫我们实在能够给建造成教会。
And it is Christ in you and in me that are built together.
基督在你跟我的里面给建造起来。
We all have a part in it.
我们在其中都有份。
And when all these parts are ready and put together,
当这每一部分都预备好，连接在一起，
You have the Father's house.
你就在那里看到有父的家。
And the Lord Jesus said,
主告诉我们，
I go to prepare you a place.
说我去原是为你们预备地方。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How much the Lord loves us.
我们的主是多么的爱我们。
He go to prepare a place for you.
他去为你预备地方。
He wants to see that you're really being transformed and conformed to his image.
他要看到你真的被改变，给磨成他的形象。
That the life that he has given to you will really be living and operative.
叫那个生命他给你的，在你里面实在是真实的，而且在那里活出来。
And you will be transformed from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
你就借着神的灵被带到荣上加荣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you see what the Lord is doing today?
你看到主今天所做的工吗？
And he said,
他说，
I go to prepare a place for you.
我为你们预备地方去。
And then I will come back and receive you to myself.
然后就必再来接你们到我那里去。
So who is waiting for who?
是谁在等谁？
Are we waiting for the Lord?
我们在等候主吗？
Or the Lord is waiting for us?
或者是我们的主等我们？
Why is it that even after 20 centuries, he is still not here?
为什么过了二十世纪，他还没有再来？
Did he not promise even to the apostles, I come quickly?
他不是对使徒们说我必快来吗？
Is it not true that all those who love the Lord throughout the centuries, they are all waiting for the coming of the Lord at that time?
那是不是历世历代爱主的人都说等候主愿你快来吗？
Were they all mistaken?
这些我们都误解了吗？
No.
不是。
The Lord can't come in the first century.
的主第一世纪就可以来。
But the problem is not with him.
难处不在他那一边。
When he said, I go to prepare for you a place.
他说我去为你们预备地方。
He would do it.
他去做。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us is faithful.
住在我们里面的圣灵是信实的。
He will never fail.
他永不失败。
But where is the problem?
难处在哪里？
The problem is with us.
难处是在我们里面。
So far as the objective truth is concerned,
从客观的真理来讲，
we cannot do anything.
我们实在不能够帮什么忙。
We should not do anything.
我们也不能够有任何的工
作。We are not expecting to do anything.
我们主也没有期待我们做什么。
If you do something, you spoil it.
如果你一做，你就把它弄坏了。
It is all done.
因为已经成就了。
Just believe.
只要相信。
Just accept it.
只要接受。
Thank God for it.
为了此而感谢神。
That's all it is.
这就是你我们要做的。
But brothers and sisters.
但弟兄姊妹们。
When he is building and preparing.In each and every one of us.
当他在我们每个人的里面，在那里建造，在那里预备我们的时候，
No problem with his part.
他那一方面没有问题。
Because if you read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and onward.
如果你读彼得后书第一章第三节开始，
That how he has called us with his glory and with his purpose.
他如何的用他的旨意关乎生命和敬虔的事来呼召我们。
How he has prepared everything for life and godliness.
他在那里已经把一切关乎生命跟前进的事都赐给我们。
How he has given us all these precious promises.
他把这一切的应许都赐给我们。
That we may be partakers of his divine nature.
叫我们与他神的性情有份。
Everything on his side is done.
在他那一面都做成了。
And he never fails.
他永不失败。
But the failure is on our part.
失败是我们这一面。
When the Holy Spirit is working in us.
当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候。
The Holy Spirit works in our spirit.
圣灵在我们的灵里面工作。
He does not work just in our mind.
他不光光在我们的思想里面做。
He does not work with our physical body.
他不光光只在我们身体里面做。
He dwells in our new spirit.
他是住在我们那新的灵里面。
Where the life of Christ is.
那里基督的生命也在那里。
And he is a diligent worker.
他是一个忠心的在那里工作。
He will work accordingto the heart of God.
他是根据神的心思来做工。
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
他永远不丢弃我们，也不离弃我们。
We may grieve him.
我们可能叫他担忧。
We may quench him.
我们可能在那里消灭圣灵的感动。
We may disobey him.
我们可能在那里不顺服他。
We may resist him.
我们在那里拒绝他。
We may neglect him.
我们忽略他。
But he'll never leave us.
但他永不离
开我们。 Now, isn't that wonderful?
这实在是好啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, the love of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的爱。
How much we have offended him.
我们实在得罪了他。
How much we have resisted him.
我们实在那里拒绝了他。
How much we have rebelled against him.
我们实在那里背叛了他。
He will never leave us.
但他永远不离弃我们。
Yes, he's grieved.
实在他在那里担忧。
And yet, he will not give up.
但他还不放弃我们。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
If it is not because of this, of this,
如果不是这个大爱,
we will all be long gone.
我们早就完了。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
here is our responsibility.
这里我们要讲我们的责任。
The problem with God's people today.
今天神儿女们的难处。
Well, it is the reverse of the problem before Reformation.
这乃是宗教改革之前那个难处的相反。
Before Reformation, everybody thought they had to save themselves.
宗教改革以前每人都说我们要自己救自己。
And after Reformation, we say, well, you do nothing but believe.
宗教改革之后我们说我们不需要做什么只要相信就行了。
Before Reformation, it was all work.
以前都是工作。
And after Reformation, it is all grace.
宗教改革以后我们知道都是恩典。
We neglect our responsibility.
我们忽略了我们的责任。
True, we cannot do anything.
我们不能做什么。
But there is one thing we must do.
但有一件事我们必须要做的。
We must cooperate.
我们要合作。
Cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵合作。
He does it.
他成就。
But you let him do it.
但你要让他做。
So you find in the scripture.
所以在圣经里面我们看到。
In Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章里面。
Work out your salvation.
要活出。
With fear and trembling.
要你们恐惧战惊活出你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who both wills and works in you according to his will.
是。神照着他荣耀的旨意定在你们里面定了他的 旨意。
It is God who wills in you and works in you.
是神在你里面定义也在你里面成就。
But while he wills and works in you, you work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
当他在你们里面定义也在你们里面成就这功你们要恐惧战惊，要做出活出你们得救的功夫。
And listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3.
请听在腓立比书第三章保罗所说的。
He said, I look at everything as lost.
说我看万事都为有损的。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝
I pursue
我追求
That I may apprehend that which he has apprehended me
我要得着他要我所得着的
God has apprehended you
神已经得着我们
He has a thought about you
他在你里面有这样的意念
He has a purpose for you
他为你有这样的旨意
There is a place he is preparing for you.
有一个地方为你预备吧。
But are you going to apprehend that which you have apprehended?
你要不要得着他为你的以这些为乐呢
？So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we need to look at the second coming of the Lord from the practical viewpoint.
我们要从实行的角度来看主的再来。
The Lord knows when everything is ready.
主知道当一切都预备好的时候。
The timing he knows.
他知道那个时刻。
But it depends on how much we will be obedient and faithful.
但关键是在我们对于他所做的工，我们有多少的忠心，我们能够跟上多少。
Again, let us remind ourselves.
让我们受提醒。
There is no problem with the Lord.
主那方面没有任何的难处。
When he said, I go to prepare, he prepared.
他说我去为你们预备地方，他就是去预备吧。
No problem with the Holy Spirit in us.
在我们里面的圣灵也没有任何的难处。
He will prepare according to what Christ wills.
他也是照着基督的意思在我们里面成就。
The only problem is with us.
唯一的难处就是我们这些人。
When the Holy Spirit touches our conscience,
当圣灵摸住我们良心的时候，
do we respond?
我们有没有回应？
The Apostle Paul said, I exercise myself before God and man with a conscience without offense.
使徒保罗说，我在神跟人的面前，我良心没有任何的亏欠。
I believe the Holy Spirit is touching our conscience.
我实在相信圣灵摸着我们的良心。
But oftentimes we neglect it.
多少时候我们忽略了它。
Oftentimes we use our reasoning to overcome it.
我们多少时候用我们的理由来把它压下。
We do not maintain a pure conscience. Before God and man.
我们在神跟人面前不能够维持那无愧的良心。
How often the Holy Spirit touches our intuition?
多少时候圣灵摸着我们的直觉？
He directly reveals God's mind to you.
他把神的心思直接的启示给你。
But you reject it.
但你在那里拒绝他。
You do not walk according to the light that he has given to you.
你没有根据他给你的光来行路。
As long as you walk according to the light that he has given to you.
当你照着他给你的光来行走的时候。
If we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of God's Son Jesus Christ cleanses from all our sin.
如果我们行在光中如神行在光中，神儿子的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
And we do not maintain a living communion fellowship with God.
我们没有与我们的主保持一个活的一个交通。
Every moment, every time, we are in union with God.
每一个时刻，我们都该与神在那里联合。
He has already opened, removed the veil between the holiest place. And the holy.
他已经把圣所跟至圣所当中的帕子除去。
We may live within the veil.
我们可以在幔子里面居住。
We may live daily in his presence.
我们可以每天活在他同在的里面。
But oftentimes we wander away.
多少时候我们在外面流荡。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
The Holy Spirit is faithful.
圣灵是信实的。
But we are not as faithful.
我们是不忠心的。
And that is the reason for the delay of the coming of the Lord.
这乃是主迟延回来的原因。
He is waiting for us.
他在那里等候我们。
Not we are waiting for him.
不是我们等候他。
So, dear brothers and sisters, there is a practical way of looking for the return of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们等候主再来的时候，这个是一条实际的路。
You find in the Bible.
你在圣经里面看到。
The preparation for the coming of the Lord is all very practical.
预备主的回来都是一些非常实际的事情。
Just like the 10 virgins.
就好像那十个童女。
You find the wise virgins have extra oil. In the vessel.
你就看到那聪明的童女在灯中有够多的油。
We are all like torches.
我们都像那些火把。
We all have the oil in the torch.
我们在火把上面都有油。
But oftentimes we do not have extra oil.
但多少时候我们的灯里面没有足够的油。
We are not only willing to pay the cost to buy it.
我们不单只愿意付代价去买。
And so far as serving the Lord is concerned, the same thing.
讲到服侍主就是这样。
The Lord has committed to every one of us some talent.
主把一些的恩赐给我们。
But some are faithful and prudent.
有一些是忠心，有一些是有见识的。
And some are lazy and do not understand God.
但有一些人是又懒又恶的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，the conclusion is clear.
结局是非常的清楚。
We need to be people who are waiting, prepared, even hastening the coming of the Lord.
我们要成为那些预备好也催促主回来的人。
So when you turn to Luke chapter 21,
所以当你回到路加二十一章的时候
and you find it is said here.
所以路加二十一章那里告诉我们
He said, take heed to yourselves.Lest possibly your hearts be laden with surfeiting and drinking and cares of life, and that day come upon you suddenly unaware.
三十四节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒并今生的私欲累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
The coming of the Lord is as a snare to the people of the world.
对。地上的人来说，主回来如网罗，忽然临到他们。
Because in verse 35 it says, "For as a snare shall it come upon all them to dwell upon the face of the whole earth."
说那日子如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
Now, them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth refers to.Those people of the world.
这个说临到地上一切居住的人是讲到世人。
And to them, the coming of the Lord is a snare.
对他们来讲，主的再来是一个网罗。
Because it will come unaware.
因为是他们不察觉的时候来到。
But to us who are children of light,
但是对我们光明之子
it should not be so.
不应该这样。
But if we really live as a people of the world,
如果我们真是好像世人那样来生活
then we will have to share the same fate as the people of the world.
那我们就好像世人一样临到这样的失败。
So it tells us,
所以告诉我们
watch therefore.
所以你们要时时警醒
pray at every season,
常常祈求
that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass and to stand before the Son.
说使你们能逃避的一切的要来的事情得以站立在人子的面前。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
there is only one exhortation for each and every one of us.
对我们每个人只有一个的劝勉。
Let us prepare for his coming in this practical way.
让我们预备实行实际的预备
And the practical way is that let us exercise our spirit.
而这实际的一条路让我们实在能够操练我们的灵
Allow the Holy Spirit to complete the work he sent to us.
让圣灵完成他在我们身上要做的工。
Then when the Lord shall return,
当我们的主回来的时候
we can face him without shame.
我们就可以没有羞愧地面对他。
When you think of the coming of the Lord,
当你想到主的再来
I think the only attitude we can take is,
我想我们唯一要有的态度乃是
，ever ready, never ready。
我们要时刻的预备好。
never ready.
我们自己，我们觉，我们常常觉得我们没有预备好。
If we think we are ready,
如果我们以为我们预备好了。
We may be fooled.
我们就会落到网络。
But if we are not ready,
如果我们没有预备好,
we certainly will lose.
当然我们会有损。
So our attitude should be ever ready, never ready.
所以我们的态度乃是我们要一直预备,但是我们知道我们没有预备好。
That is the attitude of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗的态度。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Before he was martyred,
当他殉道之前,
he can say,
他可以说,
I have finished the race.
他说呢,当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过。
I have kept the faith.
那当守的道我已经守住。
And the crown of righteousness is waiting for me.
从今以后有生命的冠冕为我存留。
Not only for me, for all those who love his coming.
不单只为我，也为一切那爱慕主显现的人。
So may the Lord use these words to encourage us.
所以求主用着这些话来激励我们。
Let us press on.
让我们努力来追求。
Let us follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes.
让我们跟随羔羊，不论羔羊往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Let us willing to pay the cost.
愿我们愿意付任何的代价。
That the purpose of God may be fulfilled in us.
让神的旨意在我们的里面能够成就。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, how often we feel that you have delayed.
主啊，多少时候我们感觉到好像是你迟延。
But in actuality, we are the ones who delayed it.
但实际上是我们在那里拖延了你的回来。
Forgive us, Lord.
求你赦免我们。
May your spirit have a free way in our lives.
让你的灵在我们身上能够自由地做工。
That what thou art preparing for us will all be done in us.
愿你为我们预备的都能够成就在我们身上。
That the house may be built.
让你的家能够被建立。
That you may come back and receive us to yourself.
让你能够回来。接我们到你那里去。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.